T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM and Sports Radio 66
WFAN. Well, it is a very good evening to you and how you be. At 6:30 and 40 seconds to go right along with it on a Tuesday evening on your fan, New York City. Steve Summers here, you there. Tom Lugauer. Paulie Rosenberg, there on the other side of the glass, and the 1-877-337-6666. That'd be the number for a Tuesday. 3.5 hour schmooze right up until Sal Licata at 10 on your fan. New York City!
It's just a really cool opportunity, and I'm excited to be here and to be a Met.
And now, the Doctors, dedicated to the Brotherhood of Healing.
You know, as camp goes forward, we'll have a little bit better handle on timelines and the activity level for these guys.
Ring with a friend, I said you called Dr. Robert.
Calling Dr. Howard. Dr. Fine. Dr. Howard.
Yesterday, during live batting practice, felt tightness, and I wouldn't tell him if it wasn't bothering me, so I went over, told him, and we got an MRI, and it's a strain of the left oblique, and we're day-to-day.
Frazier drives one deep left field. That ball is out of here. Four games for Todd Frazier.
Has a little soreness in the back of his knee. Our goal for Jed is to get him ready for the start of the season. At this point, we're going to take care of him and make sure that he's in a good spot.
Swing and a fly ball by Lowry. He unloads, and it will hit into the seats. His 21st home run.
I'm not a doctor, but I play one on TV.
You know, here so far in camp, there's going to be guys that are on different timeline schedules, and you have to have people that can step up and play not only at a high level, but also be able to play multiple positions, and fortunately we have that.
Out of here. Todd Frazier with his 9th home run of the year.
Hit long to deep right, and out it goes for Jed Lowry.
Early on in camp, a lot of people are slowed around baseball for different reasons. There's no reason to push too aggressively too fast here as we're still sitting in February.
Houston, we have a problem.
And so what else is new with the New York Metropolitans? As you know, the New York Metropolitans are the only Major League Baseball team providing wheelchair access for their own players. You know this. Now we're hearing all draft choices, all free agent signings, all trades they make require players to provide emergency contact information. When a New York Metropolitan, when he has a gut feeling, you know he's got a problem with his appendix. With the New York Metropolitans, day-to-day is code for month-to-month, which is code for year-ending. When you hear with Lowry, and now with Frazier, they are questionable for opening day. You wonder whether it's opening day 2019 or opening day 2020 or beyond. Here's a guess. Both Lowry and Frazier will be ready for Old Timers Day if the Mets have one in 2025. Apparently, Metropolitan trainers are telling the team not to work out until they're in better shape. Hello? What? Whether it's the Metropolitan medical staff or where they send the players for tender, loving care, you're beginning to fear their doctors more than what bothers the player. Is it the doctors with the treatment? You can only wonder. Maybe you read this. The New England Journal of Medicine says that 9 out of 10 doctors agree that 1 out of 10 doctors are idiots. So where do the Metropolitans send their players? You mentioned the word artery to a metropolitan trainer or doctor, they think you're talking about a fine painting. And what are we hearing? What is this? I heard from Francisco, Mike Francisco, you know him. You heard from him during his open at 1 o'clock. What was he saying about Tim Tebow? That the Metropolitans are dying to bring him up to the varsity? No, Mike. Mike had to be joking. Yes. Yes, we'd be in favor of Tebow coming up to the varsity for the conducting of Sunday services. Now, we're thinking, of course, right away, I'm thinking of George Harrison's My Sweet Lord with somebody who is not a fraud, somebody who's not phony. He believes in believing, and that is to be, make this with no mistake, that is to be respected, even admired. But he's a gimmick to sell to his adoring fan base. And you know that his adoring fan base would buy anything with his name on it. And you know that Shake Shack would be selling loaves and fishes with some wine. What do you think? With the Metropolitans probably having Tebow himself serve this to thousands. Maybe the Metropolitans are thinking of having Tebow take your confession during the seventh inning stretch. By the way, here's another extended player we were reading about today. Now, you know, with the Arenado, with the Rockets, 8 years and 260 large. So, with Severino, Hicks, Miles Mikolas of St. Louis, you know from him, there's four right there. What's with Cy Grom? And may I just add, and nobody should be, I'm sure by this time, paying any attention to me, can the Mets make a bid on Harper? Is that illegal? Is that against the law? Can you make at least a bid to at least give for a day some hope for the Metropolitan fan base? But excuse me, God forbid I should bring something like that, especially in a monologue. By the way, we'll see Tebow. He takes a knee all the time, but we'll see. We'll see Tebow, who takes a knee all the time, before we see an extension for Cy Grom. God forbid. Tebowing. We all know from Tebowing. Nobody, no issue whatsoever. Nobody complains. What is it? Thursday night. Now, before we take a break and get right away to your telephone calls, we have a 3.5 hour schmooze up until Sal Licata coming your way at 10. Thursday night. Circle the date. Oh, and you know, I bet a good portion of you listening right now, the 10, 15 of you, you know what I'm talking about with Thursday night, don't you? Mm-hmm. Circle this date. It's the 28th. That's the date. It's a special night, isn't it? He's coming home to the Barclays Center. And yes, you know, I know, we all know, He is affectionately by fans all over the North America with the continent. And we're not talking Carlin, although he understands from what I'm about to get into. I know this for sure. You know, I know, we all know he's affectionately referred to by all Icelander fans as Pajama Boy. And you know why. We urge, listen closely if you're a member of the Icelander front office, we urge the organization, and I'm talking about you, and you know who you are, we urge the organization before the game to remember him with a video tribute. It would be emotional. And for every fan in attendance for Thursday's game at the Barclays Center, never mind about their game tonight with Calgary. That's only an hors d'oeuvre. That's only the salad before the main dish, the main event, and that's Thursday night. And who hasn't been looking forward to it? I know I have. For every fan in attendance, standing with respect. You would, with every fan in attendance, you show that appreciation for what he did, what he meant, and you'll stand and like it. But apparently, from what I was hearing earlier today, apparently the Icelander fan just cannot move on. Can't forget the way he left, leaving to go home. Nothing wrong with going home, is there? And Icelander fans just, for some reason, only the hockey gods know, only Lord Stanley knows for sure, why it is so difficult for the Icelander fan to move on. He left to go home to Toronto, leaving to go home to his favorite team growing up, leaving Icelander fans apparently very bitter, very sour and sore. Shame on you. Shame on all Icelander fans who can't forget, cannot move on, cannot appreciate what they have now.
For 9 years, you were part of the New York Islanders, and many of those years, you were the captain.
You were seen as the face of the franchise, the savior. You're the chosen one.
We looked up to you. Kids looked up to you.
You were not just only the Islanders' captain. You were the fans' captain, too.
We thought you were a class act, but looks like it was just all an act.
Do you remember saying that you loved Long Island?
I've always stayed at home, which I love it here.
Do you remember saying how great players stay with their team their whole careers and how you wanted to do the same?
This is obviously where I hope to be, and I've always stated that.
You went from being the captain, the savior, the chosen one, to a lying
traitor,
snake, pajama boy.
What crybabies? And I think that's so typical. Shame on you all for just not moving on with a better team without him. That is so disturbing to hear. I thought Icelander fans were a little better than what we just heard, but apparently not. And I apologize, not for plying that, of course. I think all of us in the New York metropolitan area should understand the kind of Icelander fan there is, obviously. And we all get it now after hearing that. But we do apologize, not for playing that. And we do thank, what is it, News 12 Long Island. But the game, we apologize, is not at the Barclays Center. It's at the Nassau Mausoleum, right there, a long old country road. That's where they belong. That's their home. That's where your memories are if you're an Icelander fan. Ducks and geese and chicks better scurry when I take you out in my Surrey. With that fringe on top. And of course, we would love to see, and we will see again more sooner than later, we would like to think, the rivalry rekindled with the Icelanders very rural and the New York Rangers very urban, very city, very Broadway. And no Icelander fan can forget that. And we all know, by the way, we go back a long time with the history of the Icelander fan who could not get a Ranger ticket and then turned to the Icelanders as the expansion team they always have been.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.